Good morning. The time is now 9:07 a.m. We are here today, March 22nd, 2016, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatnya, Guam, for the formal hearing of OPA PA 15-014, 15-017, and 16-001, Morico Equipment LLC versus the Guam Solid Waste Authority. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Delia Wolf and Public Auditor Doris Forrest Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Llewellyn Terlahi and Jarek Hernandez. Will Appellate Morico please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Kevin Fowler, counsel for Morico.
Thank you. Will Purchasing Agency GSWA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Vanessa Williams, counsel for Guam Solid Waste Authority under the management of the receiver Gershman Brickner and Bratton.
Thank you. We may proceed.
Good morning, Council. We're here for the hearing and the consolidated appeals brought by Morico Equipment LLC. Are we ready to proceed to opening statements?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Fowler. Yes, Ms. Williams?
Before we proceed, we'd just like to put on the record that we won't be presenting any questions or arguments today. The receiver continues to object to the public auditor's jurisdiction and submits that it's not without a order from the district court relieving this tribunal or Morico from the district court's order that it is not subject to these proceedings.
Okay. Can we just confirm before we begin that we're recording?
Yes, we are recording.
Okay, great, thank you. Mr. Fowler?
Thank you. Morico does not have any evidence to put on at this hearing today. The protests that Morico has filed and the appeals to the public auditor that it has filed revolve around the application of 5 GCA Section 5010. As it pertains to delivery date specifications in an IFB. In the first procurement that GSWA let for rear loader packer bodies, which is GSWA 004-15, it inserted in the IFB a specification for a 90-day delivery date. Morico ultimately submitted a bid on that procurement and was not able to specify a 90-day delivery date. Its date may have been 150 or 180 days. The other bidder was Far East Equipment, whose bid was non-responsive, I believe, for failure to submit technical literature. But the GSWA rejected Morico's bid because it did not comply with the 90-day delivery date specification. Morico protested that because under 5 GCA Section 5010, a delivery date specification cannot be used to reject a bid unless the provisions of that section are followed. A delivery date specification can be used to award a bid to a higher bidder only if the delivery time of a higher cost bidder was at least 10% faster than a lower price bidder, and the faster delivery bidder, their price does not exceed 105% of the low price bidder. Because Far East Equipment's bid was non-responsive, there was not even a basis to apply Section 5010. And because the GSWA did not correctly apply Section 5010, it rejected Morico's bid, and that was improper. Delivery dates are important to procurement. They certainly should be in contracts that the territory lets to vendors. We know that delivery dates can be used because Section 5010 allows an analysis of delivery dates. We also know that the government is entitled to insert liquidated damage provisions in its contracts. So when an IFB is let and an agency feels it would like a certain delivery date, they can ask bidders to submit a proposed delivery date, but they cannot reject bidders for not meeting a delivery date specification unless it's proper under Section 5010. In any event, GSWA rejected Morocco's bid on GSWA 00415, and they denied Morocco's protest, and Morocco, of course, appealed to the OPA on that. Subsequently, the GSWA also canceled GSWA 004-15, which was improper because there was a stay of procurement in effect under Section 5425G. Morocco also protested that cancellation. That protest was denied, and Morocco appealed that to the public auditor. On December 4, GSWA let a new invitation for bid 002-16. It again contained a 90-day delivery specification. Morocco objected to that as restricting competition. It also protested the letting of that IFB because a stay of procurement was still in effect due to Morocco's protest and appeals under GSWA 004-15. And although in the invitation for bid documents in GSWA 002-16, the receiver who was doing the invitation for GSWA stated that they would honor protests filed within 20 days of letting the IFB, Morocco filed its protests within 20 days. However, the receiver, instead of ruling on Morocco's protests or adhering to a stay of procurement that arises upon a procurement protest, went ahead and conducted a bid opening on December 22nd. On December 23rd, GSWA sent Morocco a letter denying its protests. And in that letter, didn't even advise that they'd gone ahead with the opening of the IFB one day earlier. On January 4, GSWA advised Far East Equipment that they had won the procurement and would be getting a contract to supply the rear loaders. That January 4 letter from the receiver to Far East Equipment was contained in the procurement record that GSWA produced in this matter. The public auditor has actually upheld a procurement award under Section 5010, although that section was not expressly mentioned in the decision, but in Guam Pacific Enterprises, OPA 15-10, the acquiring agency specified a 30-day delivery specification, and upon bid opening, they awarded the bid to a bidder who said they could meet that 30-day delivery specification. A lower-priced bidder could only deliver in approximately 6 weeks. The award to the winning bidder was upheld by the public auditor, and the winning bidder's delivery time in that procurement was 10% faster than the lower priced bidder, 30 days versus say 45 days or 6 weeks. And the price of the faster bidder did not exceed 105% of the lower priced bidder. So that was a proper application of Section 5010, but even at that, the public auditor made a suggestion that agencies be more careful in using a delivery date specification. I think that procurement involves some office supplies, and whether somebody really needed those supplies in 30 days could be a reasonable question. Nonetheless, the procurement award in that case complied with 5 GCA Section 5010. So, in this procurement, GSWA refused to analyze Morico's bid in GSWA 004-15 under Section 5010. But that statute is a part of Guam's procurement code. It means something. The legislature is now presumed to engage in idle acts when it passes legislation. And 5 GCA Section 5010 specifies that you cannot use a delivery date to reject bids unless you otherwise comply with the provisions of that section. And again, in this case, GSWA did not apply that. They should have, and they should have awarded Morico a contract under 004-115 or 15. In looking at remedies, the cancellation of GSWA 00115 was improper. It was issued while a stay of procurement was in effect. And so under 5 GCA 5451B, the public auditor should revise the procurement, GSWA 00415, to comply with the law by ordering that GSWA award a contract to Morico. The GSWA's letting of IFB 00216 on December 4 was also improper because a stay was in effect. And the award of the contract to Far East Equipment was improper for that same reason. So under 5 GCA 5452A1B, the public auditor should terminate the award of the contract to Far East in GSWA 00216. And that's all I have unless the auditor has any questions.
You also are challenging the 90-day specification, which was extended to, I think, 120 days or
Yes, that was part of Morico's two protests on IFB 002-16.
Can you elaborate on why you feel that the delivery date specification was improper?
Well, delivery date specifications are not per se improper. There can be circumstances where an agency, even if perhaps not in an emergency situation, would want to get some heavy equipment in 3 or 4 months, and they could ask for bidders to submit proposed delivery dates. But in awarding a contract, in analyzing the bids submitted, the agency, if it's going to use a delivery date, has to follow Section 5010. But first, you know, Morico's protest was also that a 90-day delivery date specification, even if extended 120 days, reduced competition. And in fact, MidPAC, somebody had asked for an extension of time to 120 days from 90, and the agency, GSWA, allowed that. But it certainly reduced competition. You know, even if Morico knew that GSWA was going to proceed with the bid opening on 00216, it could not have bid a 120-day or 90-day delivery date. It needed at least 150 to 180 days. But if GSWA wanted delivery in 120 days, it is not improper for it to ask for that. In any procurement, if all the bidders start saying they can't meet a requested delivery date, the agency should think about amending it so that you increase competition. In any event, if an agency wants to use a faster delivery time bid by one of the bidders, it can do that if the analysis under Section 5010 works out. that answers your question.
Thank you. Ms. Williams, do you have any opening statements to make?
No, we do not. We renew our submission that the public auditor does not have jurisdiction in this matter for the reasons previously set forth.
Okay, and can you confirm whether the procurement record for the consolidated appeals that was submitted by GSWA is complete? In other words, there was a submission of procurement record in OPAPA 15-14 and also one submitted in OPAPA 16-001. And can you confirm whether the procurement records that were submitted for both the first and second IFPs are complete?
Yes, I believe they were submitted as complete.
And by saying they're complete, you're saying that any documents required by Guam procurement law and regulations has been submitted, if there exist any?
No, we're saying that I'm certifying that whatever I submitted is in the procurement record is what I had. As far as the Guam procurement law and regulations go, again, we're going to submit that this matter is not subject to Guam procurement law regulations.
Is that just regarding protests? Or are you saying that the Guam procurement law doesn't apply at all to the procurements?
We're saying the Guam procurement law. We're saying that this administrative, the public auditor does not have jurisdiction over this matter.
That's also for the first two appeals, OPAPA 15-14 and 17, which regard the first IFB, which was issued in accordance with Guam law, Guam procurement law.
The public auditor does not have jurisdiction over these consolidated appeals, no.
Okay. Mr. Fowler, would you like to add anything?
Yes, thank you. The procurement record that was produced by GSWA does not appear to be complete. We don't know that a contract was in fact issued. And the only letter I have that I found in the procurement record we received was a January 4, 2016 letter from the Solid Waste Authority to Far East Equipment saying that as a result of their bid analysis, Far East submission for the Packer body has been awarded to the company. And then it says, we will be contacting you soon to finalize a purchase order for items. But I don't see in the record any purchase order for items or any other communications that certainly should have been the record since GSWA said that it would be contacting Far East. So we don't in fact know when a purchase order was issued to Far East. That's all I can say on that point.
And you're talking about the procurement record for the second IFB?
Correct. 00216.
Okay. And Ms. Williams, can you please address Mr. Fowler's comments? Do you have a response?
I believe Guam Solid Waste, under the management of the receiver, has already submitted to the public auditor that that procurement did in fact go forward. To the extent that Mr. Fowler is speculating whether a purchase order was issued, I would presume that it was. I don't have a copy. They renew that this matter and that procurement is not subject to the public auditor's jurisdiction.
Okay, so the fact that there was an award on the IFB and that the award and any purchase order on the second IFB is not a part of the procurement record, that would show that the procurement record submitted on the second IFB is incomplete in accordance with Guam procurement law. And we believe that that would be disclosable to the public. And OPA orders that the missing portions of the procurement record be provided to the OPA, that it be filed and served upon Morocco by this Friday. And I don't believe that we need a further hearing regarding that. And Mr. Fowler?
We don't request a further hearing.
Okay. And if no one has any further remarks to make, then we'll conclude the hearing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The time is now 9:29 a.m. This concludes the hearing.